Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Kathy Miller owns Tastries Bakery, and she has 40% of her business baking wedding cakes. But she was targeted by some LGBT activists wanting her to bake a cake celebrating a same-sex ceremony. She refused to do so. A state court has now recently ruled in her favor. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. And this is, Matt, one of the good news situations coming out of this kind of clash between religious freedom on the one hand and the LGBT agenda on the other hand. In fact, this very issue is currently pending before the United States Supreme Court with the baker there. And that case ultimately will be decided no later than June of this year. But this is a great victory, and this is how it should be. This Christian baker has 40% of her business in wedding cakes. They invest themselves into artistic expressions. They put themselves into the wedding to make it a very special day. And in fact, in this case, some women wanted her to bake a cake for their same-sex marriage. She refused to do so. She ultimately was targeted by this group of people, this couple, and she ended up winning her case in court in California, of all places. This is a state court decision.
That's amazing.
In California.
Yeah.
That's the shocking part here. This should be a no-brainer.
I mean, know.
The judge here, Superior Court Judge David R. Lampe, I mean, he finally, you know, one gets it right, and hopefully, prayerfully, and be praying about this, folks, they will agree. And the judge said this: a wedding cake is not just a cake in a free speech analysis. This is, again, Superior Court Judge David R. Lampe. He said, it is an artistic expression by the person making it that is to be used traditionally as a centerpiece in the celebration of marriage. There could not be a greater form of expressive conduct. Those are powerful, powerful, and very true words.
But even more so, the judge said, to force Christians to create a cake that celebrates something against their religion is violence.
Would do violence to the essentials of free speech.
Wow.
Yeah, he said the state is not petitioning the court to order defendants to sell a cake. The state asked this court to compel Miller to use her talents to design and create a cake she has not yet conceived, with the knowledge that her work will be displayed in celebration of a marital union her religion forbids. For this court to force such compliance would do violence to the essentials of free speech. I mean, this judge got it right, Matt.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah, the Supreme Court should just cut and paste everything that the judge just said there and put it in their decision affirming Jack Phillips' right to do exactly the same thing, to exercise his freedom of expression and his religious free expression without violence done to that right by the government. And that, of course, is Jack Phillips' cake, the masterpiece cake that is before the United States Supreme Court that will probably be decided in June of this year.
Yeah, and that's actually already been argued before the United States Supreme Court. So we don't know which way that case at the U.S. Supreme Court is going, but we do know that someone right now is writing the majority opinion. We do know that there's a majority and there's a dissenting group of people. We don't know which way it goes. We don't know if it's a majority in favor of or against Jack Phillips. It'll have a huge impact across the country.
Yeah.
What we also know is that historically, although it's rare, it has happened between the time of the original vote after the oral argument and the time the opinion is released at the U.S. Supreme Court, there has been significant changes of the majority versus the dissenting. In fact, that happened in 1992 with their abortion decision, where Kennedy switched sides, and from the majority going to strike down the Roe versus Wade abortion decision to the dissenting, making the dissenting now the majority, and switched it. And we also know that that happened with the Obamacare, with Chief Justice John Roberts, originally on the side of striking down Obamacare, 30 days into it, switched, and it's switched the other way. We know those two big cases. It has happened, no doubt, in other ones that we don't know, maybe of less significance. So we don't know which way this court is going, not the U.S. Supreme Court. They ultimately can even change the direction. Pray for this Jack Phillips case that's pending at the U.S. Supreme Court. Liberty Counsel filed an amicus brief in favor of, in support of Jack Phillips at that case at the U.S. Supreme Court. Pray that we have a good decision, a good resolution at that level, like what just occurred at the state court level in this case involving Kathy Miller. That is how it also should come down.
You know, you also need to pray for Sweet Cakes by Melissa. Yeah. That was the bakery in Oregon. That same situation, they refused to make the same-sex wedding cake and was forced out of business. They were fined $135,000. And
they were ruined.
Their business
was shut down. Yeah. They were ruined financially. They were ruined reputationally. And Lord willing, a victory in the Masterpiece Cake case before the Supreme Court would result in turning that around and making them whole. But yeah, Matt, you know, even the two lesbians that went into this cake shop at Kid with Kathy Miller, they acknowledged and admitted that she referred them to another baker and another bakery who is happy to accommodate their specific desire to have somebody affirm their same-sex wedding. She said she couldn't do that. She said this: "We're Christians. We love everyone. God created everyone. We love everyone, but there's certain things that violate my conscience, and my conscience will not allow me to participate in things that I feel are wrong. And most of what's based on it is scripture. This is all scripture that she's referring to. I don't feel as though I should be picked on because of my beliefs." And she's exactly right. She shouldn't, but unfortunately they are.
And it's the same exact identical fact pattern as Jack Phillips.
Right.
Jack Phillips says he'll sell you a cake off the shelf that he's making.
He'll serve
because
anyone.
He's making all kinds of cakes. He's going to sell it to you. But you're asking him, as they were asking her in this case in California, to bake a specific kind of cake, not a cookie cutter, not something that is generally open to the public, but for that particular same-sex ceremony. That's promoting, that's investing, that's taking your artistic talents and conscripting your free speech. But speaking of a turnaround, Matt, you said it's a great turnaround. Bermuda has had a huge turnaround. The governor of Bermuda recently signed a law that reverses an earlier ruling of the Bermuda Supreme Court regarding same-sex marriage. That Supreme Court back in May of 2015, I believe, it said that it had an opinion in favor of same-sex marriage. But that opinion was met with a lot of opposition by the general public. They have had some people go get same-sex marriages in the meantime, but that has been reversed. And the governor signed a law reversing it. No more same-sex marriage. You can have a civil union, but not marriage.
And that gives hope to the institution of marriage. This is the first nation in the world that has overturned the oxymoronic, the incongruous notion of so-called same-sex marriage. It's counterfeit marriage. The people of Bermuda rose up against redefining and deconstructing and breaking the institution of marriage to be something that it's not. And the people were victorious in every instance where same-sex marriage has been imposed, just like in the United States. It's been imposed through autocrats on the bench through judicial fiat. We, the people, are the lawmakers and the sovereign.
Right. And I think it's important to remember 70% of the people were not in favor of same-sex marriage. And this is not something the media
is saying. And even 63% were not in favor of civil unions.
But that's important to know that this is what the people is saying, not what the media is saying, but what the people are saying.
Right. And so this law, known as the Domestic Partnership Act of 2017, it's now been signed into law. It's effective. It was passed by a 2-to-1 margin. Overwhelming. This now says no more same-sex marriage in Bermuda. Those people that already got their license, I guess they're grandfathered in, but no more going forward. First nation in the world to reverse same-sex marriage. I think you're going to see more down the road. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Remember us as we continue to fight for religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage and the family. Visit lc.org for more information. And you can also support the ministry at Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.